Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. MZ back with another edition of KPFK Watch, coming to you live and direct from the Poor Man's Beachfront Condo. Here on the edge of a continent, not far from the megapolis known as Los Angeles, California. Binge listening to the station last couple of weeks. Yesterday, I spent 6-7 hours waiting to hear something with me.
It was an early manifestation of the
Amy Goodman. Of course, she's covering the Minnesota police killing of the black man. The cop had the knee. Of course, every show, every primetime show yesterday led with that story. So we get to hear that story all day long on KPFK, all day long, from morning sun up to sundown. We heard about that story. Meanwhile, not one mention of Larry Aubrey, the writer and South Central activist and iconic activist and writer at the Sentinel, a newspaper. I think it's a black-owned newspaper here in Los Angeles. The Sentinel. He was a columnist there for many, many years, several decades, I believe. I didn't know who the guy was, but I was listening to KCRW and Steve Giatekis on his show, Greater LA, did a segment on Larry Aubrey. And I'm like, wait, dude, I didn't hear anything about this guy at KPFK. Not one mention of Larry Aubrey passing. He was 86 years old. I guess he died a week ago, May something, early May. I didn't hear not one mention of Larry Aubrey's passing. I didn't know who, I'd never heard of him before, but I had heard of his daughter, Erin Aubrey Kaplan. She used to be a writer here in Los Angeles for the LA Weekly. I remember her. I used to read her stuff. I didn't think she was a very good writer, but I remember her. She's very accomplished now. She works for the New York Times and the LA Times. And Steve Giatekis interviewed Erin Aubrey Kaplan about her father, Larry Aubrey, a very well-known activist and writer from South Central Los Angeles. News you can't hear anywhere else, and news you won't hear at all on KPFK 90.7 FM. Meanwhile, Alan Minsky gets his articles featured on the website. He's got a new one up there about Larry Summers. Does he write about anything in LA? Nope. Does he write about anything in California? Nope. He's writing about national politics, like everybody else at KPFK, all the primetime people. All they do is cover. Margaret Prescott has been doing Haiti, featuring Haiti coverage for 2 days, yesterday and today. She's such a horrible announcer. God, it's getting worse and worse. I don't know if she's just getting old or if she's sick or something, but it takes her so long to get to the point. It's like, okay, now before we begin our show, I'd like to, we're going to, you know, folks, we're in a pledge drive. We're not going to be, it's just like she's killing time. She's just killing time. It's so painful to listen to. It's like, oh my God. And then she announces the weekly, she calls it the weekly green segment, right? It's the environment segment. But she did it like 2 days ago too. She did it on Tuesday too. But she calls it the weekly. If it's weekly, it means it's once a week. But she did it, she did it on Tuesday, but she still calls it the weekly Earth Minute. She called it the Earth Minute on Tuesday, but then today she had the lady on for a segment. And interviewed her. Real interesting stuff about the environment and rivers and blah, 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 de, blah, de, blah, blah. But again, the woman, is she in LA? No, I don't think so. You live in one of the most diverse communities, one of the most, eclectic communities on the planet. And they have to go all the way to Haiti, cities and towns and states to get their guests. They've got this real aversion to doing any local coverage here. And
on KCRW again. I was listening. You have to listen to KCRW to get any local news. I listened yesterday 6-7 hours, man, straight. I tune in. Who doesn't tune in the morning? Everybody's tuning in the morning. What's going on? What's happening? Are businesses opening up? Where can I get a free COVID test? You don't hear any of that on KPFK, but they're covering it on the regular at KCRW. You wouldn't know if you listen to KPFK, you wouldn't know anything about like what's open now, because things are changing. The news is changing daily, even hourly, like what's the regulations and what businesses are allowed to reopen and et cetera, et cetera. But if you listen to KPFK, it's just on a loop. It's just one long drone-ish conversation after another, mostly pre-recorded. I think Sojourner is live, but Amy is live at 6 a.m. Pacific time, but at 8 a.m. it's a replay. It's a simulcast satellite replay. Tom's live. I was mistaken because I was confused. I used to get his notifications for his full show at 9 a.m., but maybe it was just the notification that his show was starting. That must be it. And I thought, oh, his show's finished. I thought it was a notification that for his full show, watch it here. So I was confused about that. So Tom is live sometimes, but I swear I hear him reading the same from the same book repeatedly over and over from the ice cream guy. I heard that more than once. John Robbins, his son wrote a book. And I've heard that several times, maybe more than twice, about the book that John Robbins' son wrote. And I've heard several other ones more than once. I even called Kempton Fleming once and I said, what's going on? Why do I hear the Tom Hartman replay of the same book excerpt being read again and again and again? And I got into an argument with Kevin. He called me crazy and hung up on me. Yeah, I'm crazy because I'm listening to KPFK expecting to get news and some local stories, and it's just not happening. Yeah, that'll drive you crazy. That's insane to expect. That's insane. But I have a new Twitter at KPFK Watch, at KPFK Watch, posting Twitter's tweets over there, hard hitting tweets. I don't know if my phone, my battery is dying, so I don't know how long I'm going to be able to do this for. But I'm going to try to do a 30-minute. Show. This is KPFK Watch. I'm MZ, your host, for this edition, Thursday, May 27th or 28th or 29th, 28th. Anyway, I saw yesterday, you wouldn't know it from listening to the station, but I saw on the website, Annielle is doing another convo with the listeners tonight at 7. They always displace the American Indian Airwaves show. You got a thing about that. He's doing another convo with the listeners. There's no announcements on the station about it. Just the Christine Blasdale replays. Oh my God, they had a back-to-back replay. There was no Global Village yesterday. Two straight hours of Christine Blasdale replays. Wow. That's bottom of the barrel stuff. And now they're coming out with premiums. John Wiener gets to sell his book. It's on the website too. If you look at their website, it's just all promotional stuff for the master healer, Brent Michaels. And then there's another guy, $1 million launch speaker launch pad, whatever. And then there's a big picture of John Wiener's book from the 60s. It's like these guys keep taking it. These guys, just a big History Channel. John Wiener is a history professor, emerita, UC Irvine, but he gets to sell his book that he just wrote about the 60s. John Densmore, John Wiener's like 74 or something. Terrence McNally is 71. Ian's 70 something. Roy is 60, 70 or 70 something. It's old timers day over there every single day, man. And again, I'll reiterate my main points. Just before you even get to the content of the shows, look at how wacky the programming grid is. Just where and when they choose to run shows. like some shows, they say, okay, we're going to run that show 5 days a week, like, you know, real shows, Amy Goodman, Tom Hartman, Stephanie Miller. But these other shows, we're going to do them 4 days a week. Why? No idea. Just because we just let's be different. Everyone else does a 5 day a week show. Let's do 4 days. Let's see if we can get listeners just doing it 4 days. Let's do a show, I don't know, Tuesday through Friday, 7 a.m. You know, prime morning time, prime morning airtime. Let's see if that works. Let's see how that works. We'll do one show Monday at 7, and then that'll be a once-a-week show. And then Tuesday through Friday, we'll do something completely different, do Sojourner Truth. And Sojourner, man, her production, before you even get to the content, which is Haiti, the last couple of days, no, I mean, she talked a little bit about COVID, but there was no reopening discussion. They're not talking. I was listening yesterday trying to hear something about the reopening, businesses reopening. That's the big story of the day. What's open? What's not open? What's going to open? There's no mention of it, except maybe briefly the little news blurbs that they do from Pacifica News. I think they do. Ernesto Arce does some news, and Dan Fritz is the news guy. But these guys, what are they doing all day, man? They just, you know, do these little news briefs. And why aren't they using the affiliate stations to get regional stories and other California stories and even national stories? They have hundreds of affiliate stations across the country and across the region and across the state. Why aren't they using those affiliate stations like KCRW does? Every third story over there is like a story from one of their affiliate stations somewhere in the country. Why aren't we using our affiliate stations to get news from across the state and the region and the country? I don't know why. They just do replays. They do record the show. They run it they could still record an affiliate report as a replay. It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. And so, anyway, there's a conversation with the listeners tonight at 7, but it's ridiculous. There's a little submit your questions on the kpfk.org. Scroll down. There's a submit. I submitted 20 questions last time. I think he did one last month. He didn't even have a segment. Okay, now I'm going to read your listener quest. He didn't even do that. Not once did he say that. So it's just like everything is just pretend. It's just, well, pretend people can submit questions, and I'm going to pretend I'm going to read them on the air, but I'm not really going to do it. It's just one more bait and switch over there. I can't believe this station is allowed to persist and run. I'm kind of like thinking, man, it needs to die. This station needs to go away. It's infested and infected with grifters and pretenders and criminals. Somebody stole an endowment from KPFK, and nobody's saying anything about it. Somebody needs to go to jail for embezzlement over there. There's a California Attorney General's office from certain LSB members against certain other LSB members and staff members about criminal financial malfeasance. I'm going to look it up. I don't even have a laptop. I'm doing this on a phone, people. But I feel it's important. I used to feel it was important, but now I'm starting to think, man, we're through the guardrails. This station is through the guardrails now, and it's heading through the bottom of the ravine. I'm starting to think. Convince me otherwise. I'm starting to think it's at the point of no return. It's just been so mismanaged, and so many decades of mismanagement and malfeasance and embezzlement, financial embezzlement. Who can be confident about sending their money in there? Really? How can you be confident about sending your money in there? I asked Daniel that on the last conversation with the listeners. Go listen to it. It's in the archive. Oh yeah, and another thing, the archives. I know I sound like a lunatic, but it's the station that's driving me crazy. I can't figure out what the F is going on. Brad Friedman, his show doesn't air there. but his show is archived in the archives as if it did air. Yesterday at 3 was, I don't know, John Wiener or something. One of the shows that, one of the once a week shows they run in the afternoon. Who can remember what shows are when? Tell me if you can remember a show, except that Monday morning 7 a.m. show. That's easy to remember. But the afternoon show is just a wasteland, dude. It is a wasteland of once a week shows that you can, that are so generic and bland and forgettable. John Wiener is a professional broadcaster, well known in the area, I guess. But, you know, he's only got 2,000 followers on his Twitter. I know that's not an end-all, be-all. It's one metric we can use to gauge someone's popularity, someone's influence in the community. I mean, some of these people, Brad Friedman, he's on KPFK, and he's on several of their other stations. He's syndicated with Pacifica, and he's got 600 and something subscribers on YouTube. I mean, that's embarrassing. I'd be embarrassed. It was the same thing with Jerry Quickly, too. He didn't even, and he had just a couple of hundred subscribers when I started in on Jerry. When I started making videos about Jerry Quickly, he had just a few hundred subscribers. That was one of the comments I made to him. I said, maybe if you got another radio show in another major U.S. market, you could get 400 YouTube subscribers. And I always imagined Jerry was having these great conversations on Twitter. He would always say, let's continue the conversation on Twitter. Hit me up at Jerry Quickly. And I hit him up one time. I asked him about a question about something he said. Blocked. You can watch my videos at Who's a Savage Now on YouTube. I have a playlist there. You can watch those and get a little more insight into my thing here. Let's see what we're doing. Let's see if we can check into the studio. What's going on here? It's 9:11 in the morning, Monday. Thursday. I'm trying to get to the studio. Hang on. This is KPFK Watch. I'm your host, MC. Come to you live and direct from previously undisclosed seaside city, not far from the megapolis known as Los Angeles, California. Get back to the studio. Okay, 10 minutes left. We're doing good here. We're doing good. How's everybody doing? Taking your calls. All things KPFK, all things COVID, all things your calls. No, that didn't sound right. Also, who's the mayor? They don't do anything. Margaret's covering Haiti. Meanwhile, who's the regime? She's covering all these regimes, fascist regimes. She calls, well, who's covering the fascist Garcetti regime and the fascist? Things are getting real fascist around here, man. You know what I mean? The fascist Garcetti regime and the fascist Newsom regime. Who's covering that? Those regimes at KPFK? Nobody. At least Vic Jeremy is talking, interviewing politicians, right? But he just interviews and he just says, hi, how are you? I'm so excited. It's so nice to talk to you. You're so great. And Aunt Pelosi's so great. And Newsom's Duke's so great. I swear to God, that's what he says every week. Every week, that's what he says. I swear to God, it's not journalism. It's just, he wants to be a campaign organizer for one of these people. I think that's probably what he wants to do. He wants to get onto their campaign, right? That's what Alan Minsky did. He's executive director at Progressive Democrats of America currently, while still working at the radio station, which some say is huge conflict of interest. But that doesn't seem to bother anybody. Christine Blasdale runs a personal coaching business teaching people how to get on the radio, too. She's currently the development director at KPFK. Don't you think that's a little conflict of interest, charging people money, teaching them how to get on the radio station when you're working at a radio station and you're responsible for bringing people on with something to sell? I don't know. I made a video about it. It got a copyright. I don't know how you say it. I got a copyright strike from Christine Blasdale for my video. I had a video up. It was called Scheme or Scam, KPFK Fundraising, critiquing her with her little thing she did with Craig Doeswalt. Man, it's a mockery of a travesty of a sham. of a radio station over there. Also, there's free testing at Dodger Stadium, but I don't think I haven't heard any one word about that at KPFK. I heard it on KCRW. Again, you got to go to KCRW to get the current news. Howard Bloom was on KCRW yesterday. Howard Bloom does the Deadline LA show, the only news talk show at the station with LA in the title. You think that would be a 5 day a week, 10 a.m. show, right? Nope. Once a week, 30 minutes, 6:30 p.m. Mondays. Deadline LA with Howard Bloom, the LA education writer, LA Times education writer. They did a segment on Madeline Brand, their flagship news show at 12 o'clock. KCRW, they did a segment with Howard Bloom about the schools, what's going on with LA public schools here. But you think you would ever hear Howard Bloom on primetime radio at KPFK? Nope. Nope, not good enough. He's not good enough for KPFK primetime. They love him over at KCRW, though. He was on their flagship show, Press Play, with Madeline Brand yesterday. I go, Bloom, that name sounds familiar. Doesn't he do a show at KPFK? I looked it up. He's Monday night, 6:30 p.m., for 30 minutes. I've never heard it. I've never even heard it. I don't listen to radio. No, who listens to radio at 6:30 p.m.? I don't. I'm eating dinner. I'm walking dogs. I'm doing something. I'm doing anything else but listening to the radio at 6:30 p.m. I do sometimes, but I just tune in it for 30 minutes. Why? What are we going to hear for 30 minutes? And it's 6:30 p.m. I mean, what? Who wants to? You know, what are they going to? How in depth are they going to get in 30 minutes? KPFK, you suck, man. And Yale Fields, please call the station, 818-985-5735. 818-985-2711, I think, is the office secretary. 818-985-2711. I think that's the secretary at KPFK, or the front desk. 818-985-2711. Or the pledge line is 818-985-5735. And the email is anyell@kpfk for the general manager, anyell@kpfk.org. And the program director is kfleming@kpfk.org. Program director, Kevin Fleming, kfleming@kpfk.org. Write them, call them, tell them what's on your mind. If anything I say makes sense, because that's what gets them, that's what lights a fire under their ass. When listeners start calling and emailing, saying, hey, man, asking questions about things. One person like me gets their attention, but then a barrage of phone calls or a barrage of emails echoing something I've said, complaining about the programming grid or a show or a host or something that they're not covering, or et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Then it lights a fire under their ass and they get the stepping. Also showing up at the LSB meetings. Also, they're not archiving the LSB meetings. I spent 5 hours last Sunday. A week ago last Sunday, listening to it on Zoom, and I spoke in public comments three times, and it's not up yet. There's no archives for any of the meetings up there, and they're all on Zoom. They're all recorded. They're just recorded automatically. I mean, what's going on there? Oh, and Brad Friedman, his show is not on. It's only a Monday once a week, but his shows are being archived. Yesterday, his show was in there at 3 p.m., and there was another show that did air also at 3 p.m. I mean, it's just, that's confused. It's not only confusing, but it seems to be it's misleading, because people go to the archives and they don't know which shows aired at the station. And why are they archiving shows that don't air at the station? There's just so many questions, right? So many questions. Let's check the time. 4 minutes to go. This is MZ. This is KPFK Watch. It's Thursday, May 28, I think. It's Thursday, May 28, late May 2020. Tonight, don't miss Kevin. I think Kevin will be with him. Anyell is going to do a conversation with the listener at 7 p.m. for an hour. He's going to pretend to be a general manager, and he's going to pretend that KPFK is a real radio station, and how much would be 70-80% of it is going to be fundraising. They're selling. John Wiener gets to sell his book. Shepard Fairey gets more promotional airtime too. He gets, yeah. Yeah, you remember, I had no idea who the guy was until he redesigned the KPFK logo. Now I can't not hear about him. It's just, I can't get him out of my head. Shepard Fairey. Fuck Shepard Fairey. Might be a nice guy, but fuck you. Meanwhile, they don't cover any home. There's no homeless coverage at the station. But Shepherd Fairey, boy, he gets, you know, you hear a whole lot about him. You hear about his whole life story. He had a promotional video on the website for like 8 or 9 months. Oh, God. I'm MZ. This is KPFK Watch. You're listening to the latest edition, Thursday, May 28th or 29th. I can check that out. I should know what the date is. Yeah, so the programming, just before you even get to the content, but the content's lame as well. May 28th, Thursday, May 28th. Is it Thursday? Yes, it's Thursday. Thursday, May 28th. Before you even get to the content, the way they program the show is like 4 days a week. What's that? That's not going to attract listeners. That's going to confuse people. And then the afternoon shows are all once a week. Who can remember them? John Wiener, Michael Slate, Jim Lafferty, the lawyers. Jim Lafferty, there's another one in the 70s, dude. These are all grandfathers, man. It's the grandfather station. Grandpa, will you listen to KPFK again, Grandpa? You like that station, huh? Because it's all old-timers. It's all old-timers over there selling their books and selling their secrets of higher-dimensional living. Let's learn. Let's let Brent Michael Phillips meddle in your subconscious. Hey, Brett, how about doing a little meddling in my subconscious? Give me some tapes. I want you poking around in my subconscious. How much does it cost? Get you to poke around in my subconscious. $150. That's a deal, man. That is a deal. Sold. Folks, are coming down to the wire. Thanks for listening to KPFK Watch. I'm MZ. You can hit me up at Twitter. Continue the conversation at KPFK Watch. At KPFK Watch. You can check me out on YouTube. Who's the Savage Now? My videos are there. There's a playlist, KPFK Watch playlist. Also at WordPress.com. Same handle, Who's the Savage Now? And you can comment here on Blog Talk Radio, or please like and subscribe if you enjoy the content, if you're getting anything out of it, any information at all. And I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. One man doesn't make much of a difference, but if two or three or four or five or six or 12 or 24 or 36 people banding together, they can light brush fires of awareness. And raise the awareness level and get things changed around for the better. Also, they need to think about doing the music show from 10 to noon, and then at noon switch back to talk. And on the weekends too. I don't know why they don't use that as a natural board. Just switch formats. Everybody else does. Why wouldn't you use that border to switch formats? Switching formats is so hard. Why not make it easy for yourself and everybody else? Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the show. We appreciate it. We'll see you here again at KPFK Watch. Have a blessed day and be grateful. MZ out.